As I struggle to get up, the crowd around me slowly dissipates. Chu comes over and offers her hand, but I refuse it. I grab the water pail and start to water the garden. I work while the girls eat their dinner, recite propaganda at the nightly lessons, and get ready to go to bed. I do not cry, scream, or beg for mercy. I occupy my mind with thoughts of revenge and massacre. In my head, I make a list of all the wrongs done to me. I will make them suffer twice the blows I've suffered by their hands. Many hours into the night, Mei Bong approaches and tells me to go to sleep. Without looking at her, I drop my pail and walk in my hut to fall into an exhausted sleep. The girls stop abusing me after the fight with Ronnie, but they continue to pick on Chu because she looks weak and shows her fear. It has been 3 weeks since Chu and I arrived at the camp. Trailing behind a group of girls, carrying our spare set of black pajama clothes in our hands, we walk to the river for our first wash. "Chu, don't let them beat you up. Don't let them think they can get away with it," I tell her. "But they can beat me and get away with it. I cannot win against them." "So what? I can take any one of them, but if they gang up on me, they can beat me. I don't let them know that. I don't care if I win, but I will draw blood. I will get in my punches." "Chu, I dream of the day when we have power again. I will come back for them. I will get them back and beat them until I am tired. I won't forget. Not ever." "Why would you want to remember? I dream of the day when things are nice again, and I can leave all this behind." Chu does not understand. I need the new memories that make me angry to replace the old ones that make me sad. My rage makes me want to live just to come back and take my revenge. At the pond, the girls run into the water still fully dressed, splashing and laughing at each other's attempt to swim. While Chu scrubs the grime off her clothes, I float face up in the water. Thinking of Cave, I allow myself to sink as the water laps over my cheeks, eyes, and nose. Rising above the surface again, I feel the week's mud dissolve and slide off my skin, my nails, the creases in my neck and toes. The water washes away the dirt, but it will never put out the fire of hate I have for the Khmer Rouge.